Ramble.
Welcome to the Tripod. Welcome to the Tripod.
Hey guys, it's the Tripod. All right.
Our studio audience loves it.
Thank you. I was thinking we need a studio audience just for all shoots.
Just to get hyped. Yeah. It's always better performing to a crowd.
It's so much more fun.
Miles says the podcasts are worse when we have done live shows, and I think he's full of shit.
I'll say, when I used to shoot videos, I'd give you a little extra sauce from behind the camera.
Yeah, some behind the camera sauce.
I'd get a little giggle.
So appreciate it.
It is helpful. Yesterday, I was doing Eat the Menu Chili's. Guess what? It's coming, baby. And I, at one point, said, can I Chili's? Get a hell yeah? And only Jonathan very, very quietly went, hell yeah. And there were eight people there.
When we have outside crew, they're like kind of told, hey, probably don't, like on other sets, you're not supposed to say anything, but here.
I said, can I get a hell yeah?
Yeah, I think you're supposed to say hell
you're
yeah.
You're always man. Supposed yeah. to respond to a, can I get a?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. That's good. If you just say, can I get a, they're going to be confused.
Wait, so wait.
Right. Sorry, what you want?
I was saying, you know, that's sort of the suffix.
Yeah.
I mean, Chili's.
Prefix, rather. Prefix.
Chili's is probably like top Americana mall restaurant.
Yeah.
Did you do anything special?
Oh, yeah.
Wait,
we got
do?
A party bus.
No way.
Oh, we got a party bus because I feel silly. Like, because it's such a popular restaurant, it seems like one that people go to on prom night.
Yeah.
For your post-prom. Right.
So get you made a party a prom bus, thing.
Roll up to Chili's.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Get a bunch of stuff, get back on it. Make out in the dark.
Oh.
Make out in the dark. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Make out in the yeah. dark.
Yeah, it's nice.
Nobody makes out in the light. No. Make out in the dark.
Make out in the dark.
Hell yeah.
I had a party bus for my junior prom.
You
that
did?
Sounds awesome.
That's so cool.
Let me just say, party buses cheaper than limos, funnier
really?
Than limos,
yeah,
roomier than limos.
I mean, cheaper than a limo?
They're cheaper than limos for like That's the cool. equivalent seat count. For some reason, the
right.
limo still has this like air of class about sure. it that I suppose a bus doesn't. But no. it's so much more fun to be on the bus, and you get a stripper pole.
What, was
you get
it
a
like
stripper pole?
$40 an hour?
It's maybe like. I mean, $60? The one we got, I feel like the one we got in Tennessee was like $40 an hour.
That's good.
I price. Think out here it's more wow. like $100 to $200 an hour, but oh. still compared to a limo,
Gosh.
Limos can be $150 to $300 an hour. So like they're expensive, but you know, that's what we do for you. The Eat the Menu crew out there.
Mm-hmm.
We got ourselves a party bus. We were asked to move it several times. A man at one point came out and said, stop making so much noise. And we're like, it has to be on to give us electricity. And he was very upset. And I
Wait,
said,
the noise of the bus,
the noise of the bus. He didn't like that the bus was running because in fairness, the parking lot to this shopping plaza was next to an apartment building, but the manager of the parking lot yeah. said for us to park there.
Oh,
he said, yeah. you need to be here
so
if you're going to be here.
This person just didn't have any authority.
I'm like, sorry, bro.
Like, sorry.
The guy in charge
the
of the parking,
parking
lot put
man
us here.
Told me
I
to
wanted to be mm-hmm. over by the Michaels craft store.
Oh, yeah.
In case you need an emergency craft.
Well, that's where we were using the bathroom. Shout out to Michaels. Thanks for the bathroom.
Shout out
to Michaels. Thanks for the bathroom.
Yeah,
but it was really fun, and I won't spoil it for you. But I did have the baby back ribs.
Whoa.
I had some other things. There were some good things. There were some disappointments.
I haven't been to a Chili's in fucking forever. Yeah. I feel like Applebee's and Chili's lie in the same.
And TGI Fridays, yeah. right? They're all in the same pot.
Yeah.
Although Chili's declares itself Southwestern cuisine.
Oh, that's right. Right. Hmm.
Which is still American.
They put a little. A little sauce on their burger.
Mm-hmm.
A little salsa.
Yeah. But I don't want to spoil it. You know, if I talk too much about it now, yeah. you're going to know too much. So yeah. what else has been going
it's
on
December.
With everybody? It's December.
December.
Right.
Holy moly. We were recording this episode way in advance.
No, we're not.
No, it's December.
We record the morning the podcast comes out.
The morning of the podcast.
It's
everything is
snowing well, all over the country.
I was going to talk about my wife's birthday, but I guess I can't anymore.
You can.
You can.
Oh, I remember several weeks ago.
Remember
back
several
in
weeks ago. Wow. We just celebrated Ariel's birthday.
Yeah.
She turned 21. Very exciting.
Thank you. So cool for her.
Yes. And so Ariel, every single year, something else has come up that has kind of overridden her birthday. Mm-hmm. Like Keith, I know when it's your birthday, you love making it all about you.
I love it.
Not everyone's like that.
Yeah, it's true.
And my wife is maybe a little bit like, oh, I don't want to make it all about me. But the last couple of years, we've had a kid like get a cold around the time of the birthday. Like,
always.
2 years ago, Wes got a fever. Last year, Finn was born.
Oh, yeah, it's tough.
That's going to switch up your birthday,
I guess.
And this year, Finn had a little cold as well. And I was just sad because I wanted to make it a little bit about Ariel. Mm. She didn't want to have she didn't want to have a cake. And I said, no, you're having a cake, whether you like it or not.
Hell yeah.
And then she said, well, I want to make it myself. And I said, no, go enjoy the party. I'm going to make a cake. And I wasn't that great at making the cake, but you know what? It was made with love.
It's the thought that counts.
It's the thought that counts. I accidentally baked it at 300. Like the knob got twisted somehow. Oh. So I open it up and it's still jiggly AF. I'm like, oh God, I have to serve it in 45 minutes. What am I going to do? Yeah. And then when I took it out of the pan, it all like broke, crumbled aside. Mm. So I just did mad surgery with the frosting, made my own frosting. What's up?
Oh, hell yeah.
And then just tried to turn it into this beautiful thing. And it still looked really kind of bad. Like it looked like a 3-year-old made it, but my toddler did not make it at all. It was just me. And so I covered it in sprinkles and that solved all of my problems and it made it festive AF.
Was it still jiggly or no?
No, I cooked it much longer at a higher temperature.
The next night we turned up, baby.
That's right.
We went to an Italian restaurant, ordered several
Chianti on tap.
Went next door to a bar where quite the interesting thing was happening.
Yeah, what? It was a figure drawing night with basically nude, not quite nude, but it was like
scantily clad models, but not perversely so.
No, it was
artistically
sort of,
so.
Underwear level or bathing suit level or G-string?
Underwear.
G-string level. Miles, come on. It wasn't like a strip club.
No, it wasn't like that. But what it was is two ladies and they had made this like sort of cardboard cityscape and they were like giant monster ladies destroying the city.
I think it's an old movie that we didn't recognize.
I think it was. It was like Attack of the 50-Foot Women.
That's something. Yeah.
They were in the center of the bar, and around the bar were just a bunch of people quietly, either with their headphones on, they were sipping drinks and drawing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, that's what it was. It was $20 to do that. And I think you got some drink deal and you were paying to do that.
When we walked in, they said, are you here for the sip and... sip and sketch.
Oh, that's fun.
And anytime someone asks me a question like that, even if I don't know what it is, I say yes.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. But then they said, okay, that'll be $20. And I said, sorry, no.
We're not here
for that.
Drink.
We're here to drink and paint with our minds.
Yeah.
But it was cool. It was a very cool thing. And apparently this is something that's hopping around in LA, is this idea that you go on like sort of Monday, Tuesday, an off night. You take all your sketch materials, maybe physical pen and paper, maybe just a digital sketch pad. Mm-hmm. It was cool. People were doing like sort of cartoon versions of what they were seeing. Some people were doing hyper realistic. It was just people who like to draw, but don't have anywhere to go do it because some of the drawing spaces are still closed from COVID. But bars are allowed to be open, and you do have to show your vaccination card, all that. And they were doing that. It was very cute.
Yeah, it was a community.
Yeah, it's great.
You know, they do a bunch of different events around the city. So if you like drawing... We'll see if we can find your local sip and sketch.
Yeah. I feel like any activity.
Drink and draw.
Nowadays.
Draw. Maybe that's what it was.
Maybe that's what it was called.
Oh, that's better.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sip and sketch.
Drinking while drawing.
It was a slurping.
slurping splatter paint.
A chug and chalk.
It's for kids.
Yeah. Any activity, though, nowadays, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like when I was younger, I was like, we go to a bar, there's an activity going on. I don't want to do it. All I want to do is get lit.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, I want to get lit and freaking bowl
and sit down.
Yeah, do something chill. Activity,
I will say, like, I was like, you know what? I'm not very good at drawing, but I would come back and do this with friends and like shittily draw people.
That'd
be kind of fun.
Really, I mean, it's super fun.
It's like, here's what I did. It's not very good.
Can I tell you this though? Please. I feel like the last year and the pandemic and everything has just like completely evaporated my social skills.
Yeah.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Testament.
my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Like, maybe, I don't think I was super great at it to begin with. I kind of, you know, get myself psyched up to like get talk and just get out there and parties. And I think I'm extroverted when I get there. But I went to like our preschool had a meetup / drum circle / parent and
you gotta
teacher
be a
thing.
Cool parent and meet the other cool parents.
And I was talking to the other cool parents, and there were moments where I was just like, what do I say to strangers? How do I talk to people? What am I even doing here? Yes. I was just like talking, and I was like, so which kid is your kid?
I get that.
So what country are you from? Like, where, I guess you ask like, what part of town do you live in? And then you try and talk about restaurants and then that area.
You do the obvious answer they'll say no to, which is, do you live around here? And they'll say, no, I live in this place. I'm like, oh, that's a wonderful part of town. Have you been to this restaurant near you? And they're like, yes, I love it. And they're like, and then I'm like, yeah, there's not as many good places to eat up here. And then they're like, oh, actually, have you tried this? And the food is an easy one.
Yeah, that's about all I got.
Food
I
mean, is universal. But I feel the same way, Ned. I get that where when I'm in a group of strangers now, I'm like trying to pre-plan what I'm going to talk about.
Where was I ever good at this?
Yeah.
Did my social skills just completely evaporate?
I think so. Or just like it's uncomfortable now you're on new people and you're like, well, I haven't really been around new people. I've been around you guys and like, you know,
or I haven't made new friends in some time.
Yeah. So I'm finding myself being like, what's in the news that I can bring up? It's sort of, I don't know, TikTok. You guys see this TikTok in the movie? But it's hard.
I kicked a chair. I don't know.
I kicked a chair.
Kicking chairs. You guys ever kick chairs?
What sort of things do you like to kick?
Chairs?
What do you talk about with your close friends that maybe you can we can kind of fix your social skills here?
Because
you
know what I talk about with my close friends?
Fucking video games. I told this to Ned the other day. I don't know if you know this. You probably do. You're in the know. You're a video game boy. Huh?
Is it Pokemon?
No. I don't fucking care about a re-release of 2006 Pokemon game. They're all exactly the same. And that's fine. If you like it, that's fine. What's more important than that is on the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
The N64 games are there.
Oh,
and all of us millennial people and maybe the Gen Z who haven't played it yet, you can play Ocarina of Time.
Oh my God. I think some people out here listening have never played Ocarina of Time.
Guys.
You guys.
I've never played Ocarina of Time.
No, really?
And I'm gonna. Now here's the thing. I sat and watched both of my brothers play Ocarina of Time. So I have a passive brother experience of the entire game. But I myself, Keith Habersberger, have never gotten to go, and then have the thing, have the beautiful music come in and I try and travel, or maybe the rain comes, or maybe my horse arrives. And,
I have heard that they don't run the best, but they are a veil. And I think they're going to get patched.
Of course, they're not the best. It's Nintendo.
Right. Which you'd think that a game that came out, 25 years ago should run nice on new hardware?
They would have had some time to run correctly.
Probably, It just runs kind of weird. But I still was totally playable, and I'm definitely going to get it because I love those games.
That's amazing. You know, you better watch out for that water temple, man.
I know. I remember it being quite complicated.
Pretty complicated. Yeah. Although I did
watch my brothers
replay it as an adult, and I was like, oh, this is easy. Yeah, I was just 8 or 12. I don't know.
You gotta get those iron boots.
Yeah.
Steel boots.
Yeah, it's like the water level like raises and lowers, but you have these boots that can sink to the bottom.
But you still gotta breathe.
Yeah, you gotta have your breathing tunic on.
Yep.
Then you would just die.
That's right.
If you don't have the right tunic.
Mm-hmm. But I think video games are a safe bet to talk to new people about. Mm-hmm. Like, well, unless you bring up, I've been on it before, and then people are like, I don't do that. You're a loser. And then it's like,
wow, they said you're a loser.
They didn't, but they were just kind of like, oh, yeah, I don't play video games.
Oh, I don't play video games.
I don't
get
it. Like, what is that about? And I'm like, okay, you're the loser.
You're a loser. Not me, that's for sure.
Yeah. That can happen. Sometimes, like, you and Eugene talk about Drag Race in an intricate detail. I just can't keep up.
Yeah. There's a lot going on.
I like that you like
that
it, and I have liked the episodes that I watch.
It's a fun show. It's just like bizarre theater competition, basically.
We need to do the video Drunk Gays Explain Drag Race to Sober Straights.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's so funny.
It will be very loud. Whenever you talk about Drag Race, everyone gets increasingly loud. I think it's just the energy of Drag Race. It just makes you a loud person.
Yeah.
It's fun to watch. It is really, really fun to watch in a group of people because everyone participates the way that straight men participate in football games.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Right.
They're like literally like, come on. Oh my God. Are you serious? You like that look? That look is garbage. She's way better. It's such like, it's so similar energy wise. It's really fun.
Well, speaking of how to socialize with new people, we've got a fun segment here. It's called Celebrities, They're Just Like Us, Head to Head.
Whoa. Head-to-head.
But so George's this is sister. A segment where we're sort of pitting celebrities head to head. Okay.
Who's more down to earth?
You're close. Oh, man. It would be a situation like we're going to put you in an awkward situation and together we're all going to decide which celebrity would be better in that situation. Social dynamics stuff. Okay. So the first
one, all celebrities are either like super good at social situations or super bad at them.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I don't think there's any in between.
Yeah. And if you don't know who they are, we'll just kind of explain.
I won't know who any of them are. So let's dive right in.
Now, the first one is you're flying. Yep. You keep looking at the screen. There's nothing there.
A picture would help me in this.
Okay. The first one is your fly is unzipped. Who's going to tell you about it? Peter Dinklage or Don Cheadle?
I feel like they'd both tell you.
But who's going to be better at telling you? Who'd be sort of do it in a way that didn't make you feel stupid? You know what I mean?
Don Cheadle.
You think Don Cheadle?
I think he's going to walk over and very politely put his hand on his shoulder. Hey, just so you know, he flies down.
Yeah.
You're going to say thank you. And you're going to sort of turn and say, this is a beautiful lamp. And then you zip yourself up real quick. And then you turn back around.
Yeah. I like that. I think Peter Dinklage could do it well as well. But it would kind of be like... He might like, you'd be like, your fly's down.
Can I make an announcement?
Yeah, please.
I've gotten to the stage of life where if my fly is down and you tell me, it's not going to bother me.
Me too.
I'm not embarrassed about it.
You're appreciative.
The other day on my last Lou Burger tour, on our last show in Nashville, I came out on stage in the front with my fly down. I went backstage and realized, because I have this entrance and exit bit that we do, and I realized it was down. And I was like, whoopsie. And I didn't even worry about it.
Yeah.
I was like, oopsie. Probably people saw it and they laughed to themselves. Yeah. I fixed it.
You were in underwear, right?
Yeah.
I mean, as long as you're not wearing the type of underwear that's, you know, open curtains.
Dick. You mean like sex underwear that has a hole for the dick?
Open dick. Oh, he's talking about boxers.
If you were for some reason wearing boxers without a button,
you could see.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. The Dinklage would be very...
It's like your neighbor looking through the window being like, what's going on out there?
Everyone would be seeing your Dinklage.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. But I think Don Cheadle will be good. My fly's open all the time. I feel like the way my pants are cut.
Something about
my
it.
My flies are... Maybe we were tall. We have big hips.
Button
something
pants.
Like that.
That's
button
interesting.
Pants, don't even forget button pants.
Yeah.
They're almost always open.
I hate them. They're impossible to put on.
Agreed.
They have three to four buttons.
Rainy, does Gen Z like button pants?
Instead of zippers?
Ladies have way more buttons as millennials.
The pants that instead of a zipper, they'll have like a series of five buttons.
Lady pants often are the button dilemma.
We like them. We definitely like them.
So me saying, I hate button pants is like, wow, okay, millennial boomer.
Yeah, boomer.
Okay, boomer. Yeah.
Okay, boomer.
Not boomers. Boomers are like 65.
Yeah, but you know they really don't like button
especially
pants.
Like, if they're long, you think of Maya Knight. Do you know Maya Knight?
Yeah, I'm familiar.
She wears, I feel like, button pants, right?
Okay.
That makes sense to me. It's sort of a vintage style.
Yeah, you could definitely get it at Goodwill, but she didn't.
Oh, yeah, and you know it. Yeah, she didn't get it at Goodwill, and you know it. Okay, cool.
Yeah, Becky has some button shorts. Anytime I've gotten pick a pair of pants out, and they're like, oh, this looks nice, and I see they have buttons, I'm like, nah, fuck this. Nope.
Yeah.
It's an immediate no for me. Just like a bad pocket is an immediate no for me. Doesn't matter how good the pants are. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, this pocket sucks, or these buttons suck, or if I have trouble in some way, putting the button through the flap in the dressing room. A little slit. I'm like, nope.
It's just too much.
Fuck these pants.
Now, Rainey.
Oh, snap buttons. I hate snaps.
On
my pants?
My friend from college, his great-grandpa invented snap buttons.
I don't care.
Is he loaded? That's crazy. That's such a rudimentary thing
on,
to invent.
Pants or just...
snap buttons?
Snap buttons.
No. Those aren't invented.
It's like the person that invented plastic.
Those have been around forever.
What about Velcro?
Yeah.
Someone invented that.
Uh-uh.
What do you mean? Yeah, they had to.
It was naturally occurring.
No. Oh, is that Velcro?
Yeah.
No.
There are bugs that have Velcro.
What's it made of?
No.
What is Velcro?
Velcro. Sorry. Rainey is asking, what is Velcro? Sorry. Rainey, it's where the... You don't know what...
You don't know
it. Or you know how it works.
I know. Yeah, but what is it made of? Like, Keith seems
it's
to know.
Just, it's made of plastic. It's one side has a lot of little holes. And the other side has a lot of little hooks. Seriously.
See,
like on a very small level, it's just little hooks and little holes.
Yeah.
And the hooks hook the holes.
That makes me
What did you think it was?
That makes you uncomfortable? What? Yeah. How else do you think it would stick together?
Icky, yucky. Velcro is yucky. You heard it here first.
That is disgusting. It's
disgusting. Why?
It's little plastic loops.
That reminds me of, like, you know, when you saw videos in biology about, like, viruses coming into your body?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That reminds me of that.
It's very similar to that. The way that, like, the proteins stick on the virus.
Yeah.
It's exactly what happens.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I guess you can make microscopic Velcro that's like proteins and...
I think they actually have. I think there is something like that.
A microscope. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, inject it into your body and stick your organs together.
Anyway, would you rather have Don Cheadle or Peter Dinklage tell you your buttons are unbuttoned on your pants?
Like, it's like they're trying to be polite, just being like, oh, hey, sorry, your fly is down. And then it's either Don Cheadle or Peter Dinklage.
Who would you rather? Who would think
just
you'd be
politely
better?
Letting you know?
I think Don Cheadle.
Okay, yeah, that's great. That's what we said too.
Confirmed.
Gen Z correspondent Randy Doe, everybody.
Thank you.
Gen Z correspondent.
She's grossed out by Velcro.
Yeah, Velcro is yucky. I'm going to get that out of that.
A descendant of the snap button kingdom.
If you ever look at Velcro under the microscope, it does look kind of freaky.
It does.
Okay, wait, Rainey, wait. You are gonna think this is kind of nasty. Okay, wait, hold on.
Here we go. Rainey's live reaction to Velcro. Gen Z reacts to Velcro
in
live.
Three, okay. Two, one.
What is this?
Sounds like she's about to vomit.
Oh my God. No.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. That's what it looks like.
That is crazy.
It's a bunch of hooks and a bunch of hoops.
That is so gross.
That's nasty looking.
That looks like a swamp.
It does look like a swamp. Like a mystical swamp.
It looks like an alien planet.
It does look like a little alien planet. Oh, God. That's cool. Horrifying looking.
Cool. Velcro's cool, guys. Somebody invented this.
Yeah, who do you think was that and why?
Well, I know in Garden State, that's the whole bit. Is he's like, my dad invented Velcro, so I'm really rich.
Yeah, I mean, I probably should invent something cool to have a legacy.
Most of the scientists don't actually get rich, though.
Yeah,
it's very,
yeah,
you know,
that's true.
It's not sad, but
I guess would you consider the guy who invented Velcro a scientist?
Yeah, hell yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely.
It's like
he's not a chemist, but he's a material scientist.
That's a good point. Yeah,
yeah. What do you think they would be?
An inventor.
An engineer? Okay.
Could be an inventor.
I guess, like, if I made...
But probably a scientist.
If I, like, put a screw... If I invented, like, a bottle opener, am I a scientist?
No.
You're an engineer.
Just inventing you're an engineer.
A you're an engineer.
You're an engineer slash inventor.
That's the word I'm looking for, engineer.
Yeah, but it's probably more scientist, though, more at science. That small level.
That's a little
you're
microscope.
You're going to have to figure out some way of squirting plastic to make little
squirting.
Tiny...
Velcro and squirting is yucky on the podcast.
You're probably going to be squirting it or extruding it.
Excruding.
Oh, my gosh.
Excruding?
Yeah.
Extruding.
This conversation has gotten a little excruciating.
Yeah, it's vile.
All right, what's the next one?
All right, the next one here, we got...
Rainey was going to leave, and now she's in the podcast.
Like,
now she's just like headed toward the door.
Yeah, Rainey was sprinting away.
And now she's just, now
okay, so here we go. We're at a fitting room. We're at a fitting room trying on jeans.
Uh-huh.
A lot of jeans talk.
Okay, yeah.
You're at a fitting room trying on jeans. Who's going to... Who's going to tell you that the jeans you have on don't look very flattering? Is it Addison Rae or Dixie D'Amelio?
Oh, probably Dixie.
You think?
She seems like a straight shooter.
I think Addison's going to try to soften it.
I think Addison's going to be polite about it.
Here's why. She's trying to be mainstream.
Yeah.
Right. So she has to have a nice demeanor. You can't have all you can't have stories circulating about like, she said my butt looked like an ugly pancake in my jeans. She made me feel horrible.
Yeah, but... Were we looking for the person that was going to give us the real talk?
I thought we were looking for the person.
Just like in a nice way.
Addison, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think Dixie would be too direct.
She's above She doesn't need to be nice anymore.
Yeah. Well, okay, wait. This is, first of all, a great question, Miles.
Thank you so much.
Really good pre-production work.
We're cooking these up. We're cooking these up in here.
I really want to think that Rainey came up with this segment and is indirectly complimenting
herself. Right, that would be very
first
funny.
Of all, I gotta say, this is awesome and fun, and it's really good.
Segment. It is a Rainey Toll style segment, I would say.
This is my imitation of Addison Rae saying, "Your jeans don't look good at Hollister."
Oh, yeah. Let's hear it.
Hey, those are really cute, but maybe these pair.
Oh, not bad though.
Which is pretty good.
Pretty good.
That's a good impression.
Nice. Yeah. But that makes me think I should buy both pairs. Like, okay, well, this one's Addison thinks is cute. So that's one pair I'm buying for
this
sure.
Yeah, that's a good
even
point.
Even better.
And then Dixie would be like, and then she'd leave.
Yeah.
And I think that would be harder to
She'd go
hear.
To Jamba.
She would definitely go to Jamba. She doesn't even work at the Hollister.
No, she doesn't. I'll say out of these two, and I hate to write in an answer, but I think Don Cheadle would actually be really good at telling me, he'd be like, hey, that's good. Like, maybe you get the other pair of pants, actually.
Yeah. He would be really good.
He's like, these are good. These are really good pants.
These pants are not flattering your butt. You got a great butt, and these pants aren't doing it.
Exactly, yeah. You got to show it off. Yeah, Don Cheadle saying to me in my dream.
I need some new dress slacks.
You do?
Need some new dress slacks.
Chino shorts.
I just need new nice like pants, like going out pants that aren't jeans.
Slacks. J. Crew is what I'm going to offer you.
I need more comfy pants, man. I don't enjoy putting on pants anymore.
I hate comfortable pants.
You know when your pants are
well, I hate sweatpants. I hate joggers. I hate pajama pants. Mm-hmm. I don't see them as useful. And as a child, as the third boy, Emma, whose parents had given up on just like making their boys do what they wanted them to do, I slept in jeans.
No way.
I sure did. I went to bed in the clothes I was wearing.
Yeah.
And I woke up in them. And sometimes that was my outfit for the next day.
Slept in jeans. Oh
yes. God. I slept in jeans. I was a child.
More icky than Velcro.
I was a child. Eventually, I started sleeping in no pants. Just underwear.
How nude. Uncomfortable. Denim?
Oh, never nude.
Under the sheets?
You're like
never
Levi's?
Nude?
Like
I'm never nude.
I'm never nude.
No, for probably until I was 10 or 11, I was just wearing jeans.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
Was it out of you didn't want to be nude because you were worried somebody was going to like run in on you and they're going to be like, that's Keith naked?
No, it was out of I was playing
late.
Up till the point of collapsing.
That's
and I needed to have my pants on to do whatever it was I was doing.
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, time to sleep.
Yeah, that's good. Wow. That's really nice. Yeah,
I also did a lot of falling asleep on the couch watching Nickelodeon or Nick at Night.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then I would like drag my body to the bed and I would be like, I'm asleep now. And I was wearing jeans because I had been laying on the couch falling asleep.
Wes has been resisting his bath lately and I'm like, dude, your feet are filthy. You've been literally playing in the garden with no shoes on. We have to do something. So the other day we did a foot bath, which was a nice compromise.
You foot bathed Wes?
Yeah, did a little foot bath.
That's cute.
Foot bath with my toddler.
That's really cute.
Okay, guys, it's time for me to confess something.
What?
Keith.
At 8:59 this morning, when Ned texted, I'm dropping off Wes. I'm going to be late.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're in bed.
I was in bed. I was still recovering from Eat the Menu, Chili's. I was having my coffee. And here's why. We have a call sheet for today. And normally on the call sheets on Wednesdays, if there's a tripod, they put our call time for the podcast.
That's one reason why I was late.
So I thought there must not be a podcast for some reason because normally it's on the call sheet as part of our day.
I was expecting to not be here till 11:30.
Yes.
And so then I just happened to check my phone before I was about to leave for Wes, like in my gym shorts and t-shirt. And I'm like, oh, wait, no, I have to be there at 9 for a podcast. Yeah, I have to get my shit together.
I want everyone to know that I received Ned's text at 8:59 and I parked my car here at 9:20.
That's really good.
Very impressive.
That's really good.
And you live what?
12 minutes away.
Got ready. You were sleeping in your jeans.
I wasn't. Luckily, I was in boxer briefs. But that was like, okay, here we go. I was basically like just bathing my armpits in the sink while getting new underwear on, and then immediately brushing my teeth and then running. And Becky made me some toast. And I was like, run out the door. And that's why I was like, I'm going to be honest. I'm not going to be there by 9:15, 9:20. And then I jumped in the car and I sped. I was flying. And I got here. And then I ran in. And then I was here. But I was like, I want to say that I feel like I broke a record today.
That's really fast.
Going from not a person.
Getting ready in 8 minutes.
To here.
And I really like your outfit. And I find that sometimes.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, speed outfits are the best outfit. It's just like somehow. It gets really creative. Well, and I think it's a little funky.
So I've been dabbling in this look. Mm. And I have a different orange shirt that I like to wear with this look. But these were next to each other in the closet.
Yeah, no, see, I think that's really, can't imagine a better shirt for that other shirt.
You look really nice. And I'll say this, there's minimal cat hair on your black jeans, which you know what? I'm looking at my black jeans and I'm realizing I need new black jeans. You know why? Look how faded black jeans are.
No, I just got these
that's
new jeans.
That's good. Because I feel like they're kind of gray and Keith's jeans look so dark.
Yeah, I think you're good to go. I would keep rolling in those.
Good to go.
I have that's Rainey in the dressing room telling Don Cheadle about his jeans.
I have a pair like that, but these are my newest pair. But I do think that these strong colors are better with a strong black. Whereas a more muted color, like the green that you're wearing, which is a little softer, is fine with a faded. Mm-hmm. But like you can't have the faded black jeans with really, really vibrant colors. I think you have to go all saturated or all not as saturated.
Wait, so how did you sleep through an alarm? No, you didn't sleep through an alarm. You just didn't think that we had a podcast.
Yeah. Correct.
Right.
So I was just
a real Zach at the spa situation.
It was a Zach at the spa. And I was just sitting.
You guys were waiting for me?
I finished my coffee. I was like, okay, it's time for me to get in the shower. Yeah, I've got to get my day going. And I was playing with the cats. And I was just having a nice morning. Because yesterday, Becky had food poisoning. So she was having a really hard time. And then when I got home from Eat the Menu, normally I just like drink water and fall asleep. But I couldn't because we had all these chores to do because there's a plumber coming today. So I had to make the house look nice. So I was like a slug man feeling terrible trying to do all the put the garbage out and change the calendar, do all the chores. And I felt so bad. And I did it. And then I woke up and I'm like, everything's fine. And I don't have to be on set till 11. What a morning I am to have.
Go shop for some sprouts.
Yeah, I was having a great time. And then I
had gotten in my exercise clothes specifically.
I was going to exercise too.
Whoops. Ew.
I was thinking about maybe I'll get on a treadmill, go against this Eat the Menu situation I just did.
Vomit it all up.
I always wonder if I should, but I never do. Audience, I want you guys to know that I'm except for Jack in the Box, I'm never high. Those.
Right.
And
it's
I also
food induced.
Never vomit. I digest all of it.
Ugh.
I don't know if that's the right decision. I don't know. I feel like I should ask my doctor what's actually healthier in this bizarre scenario that I put myself in.
I don't know about
it. Obviously, I don't think you should ever vomit.
Vomiting is usually not a good idea.
I'm eating 10 pounds of food.
What caused the food poisoning for Becky?
I think it was where we ate. She had a shrimp pasta.
Oh, no.
With many shrimps. So I'm assuming that must have been it.
I'm careful with shrimp.
Because me and Ariel were like hungover, but not food poisoning.
She was not hungover.
You've had some bad shrimp experiences, Miles?
I just, the idea of getting shrimp at an airport makes me want to die.
Airport.
I know, but any
nobody's
seafood.
Nobody's getting seafood at an airport.
It's like seafood anywhere that's not on a coastal place.
That's
I get
a little risky.
But it was a good, it was an
airport sushi?
It was a restaurant.
Keith, that's risky. That you have a stronger,
I would do like a fried fish.
I worry about that. Fried fish.
Yeah, if they're scorching it, you ain't got a problem with that. But I would probably not do airport sushi.
Yeah.
It was, hold on now. It was the JetBlue terminal of the New York, the good New York airport.
Oh, you're talking JFK?
Yeah.
JetBlue terminal? Okay, terminal 5?
It was a full sushi restaurant. I'm not talking about a grab-and-go sushi from a kiosk.
That's been sitting in there for
no, you know, I'm talking about.
It's a great terminal. It's so great. In fact, that's the only time I've ever missed a flight is because I was just having such a great time in the terminal.
It's a nice terminal. I got to tell you, not a sponsor, but I wish they were because I love the JetBlue life.
a JetBlue lifestyle. Yeah. I don't do JetBlue that often.
Oh, bro.
Like if the American.
First of all, the prices are almost as cheap as
they
Southwest
have a Burbank
sometimes.
To JFK nonstop.
JetBlue has canceled on me every single time I've done JetBlue.
They've canceled on
yeah,
you?
Yeah, they've canceled on
That's
me.
That's terrible.
I've never had that. But I had Southwest cancel on me recently, and that was threw me all. I was in quite the pickle.
Yeah,
I had a whole morning because of them. But they gave me $100 credit.
That's fine.
Because they know what they're fucking doing. Good for you, Southwest. Except for your crazy pilots who are not getting COVID.
Rainey, do you have any holiday travel tips for the people?
Rainey Day thoughts.
Well, actually, I do have a tip for Southwest. Here's the thing. Always look at the first row. You got to get ready. You have to get like, you just got to get in the mindset because a lot of times people are overwhelmed when they first go on the airplane.
Yeah.
And so there's an open seat in the first row and you get a whole different flight experience because there's so much room.
I agree.
So that's my one tip.
I'm a big backpack boy.
Backpack
boy. I got my Switch. I got my headphones. I got these things I'm dealing with. So I need that compartment.
I also do like the compartment. My go-to when I'm going on Southwest is I try and be about 60% of the way through the airplane because usually they're not full capacity. Mm-hmm. They're like 50 to 60%. And all those people that are in the last couple to go in, they're going to take the middle seats in the front.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you want to have a row without a middle seat occupied, you got to go a little bit further back. Obviously, you don't want to be in the back near the bathrooms. That's not worth it,
That's
no matter if
is.
That middle seat is free.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other day, we went on a Southwest flight. It was so undersold that I got to lie down in a whole row by myself.
Oh,
that's wild.
Yeah. I've always wanted to do the thing where the whole plane is empty except for you. And it's like the plane has to, for whatever reason, go. Have you done that? Yes. That's so great.
It's one of those smaller planes. But I had a Atlanta to the Savannah airport. And there were three of us.
That's so fun.
When me and Eugene went to Alaska, we each had a row to ourselves.
What? Yeah. That's so cool. Fun.
I have one more tip for the big boys out there, like you, Miles.
Yeah, I'm it.
Big boy flight tip on a Southwest Airlines. Find a row that already has a big boy.
Yeah.
That big boy is already going to be in the aisle or the window.
Oh.
And nobody wants to sit between two big boys.
Oh,
for Southwest, you're saying.
It's just like no one wants to sit between two big boys.
These big
boys are going to take up the armrests. They're going to be huge.
So find a big boy.
You can't get past them.
And if you're not a big boy, you know, turn yourself into one by like spreading out.
Uh-huh.
You know, put the stabilizers down.
Be big.
You know, get all of your bags. Take out the little bags that are inside those bags. Spread them.
You know what I used to do? Instead of, I would never be the person to put my stuff on the seat between me, but I would be rifling through my backpack with such a nervous, anxious energy that no one wants to sit by me.
Yeah. Like, you can't put it on the seat. On the seat, you're almost asking for someone to be like, wait a second, you aren't allowed to save a seat. I'm going to sit there.
Just look like a mess.
Yep.
No one wants to sit next to the person who's a mess.
Pulling tissues out.
And I'll say, well, a pro tip is for that as well. If you're in a couple and you're going Southwest, one person pays for the first boarding because then they go in and they say, I'm getting this. And then they can put their bag there and you go, my wife is sitting here.
That's true. That works.
My wife is sitting here.
People respect that.
That's right.
So if you're traveling solo, just keep saying that.
Yeah, but that's fucking shitty.
She should be back from the bathroom.
My wife's coming, she's in the bathroom.
Well, I guess she missed the connection.
It's okay.
We'll circle back in Phoenix.
Yeah.
Any other tips, Rainey?
Rainey Day thoughts.
I like the first row suggestion.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Well, I was watching 21 Jump Street on the plane.
The new or the original?
The original. Oh. Great movie. Johnny Depp. Holds up. Huh?
Nice. No, yeah. So not the original. Johnny, you mean the Channing Tatum?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. There's another one.
They made a sequel.
It's like a 22.
Yeah,
right,
they did 21 Jump Street, 22 Jump Street.
Yeah, the original is a TV show.
The original is Johnny Depp.
Okay. Because I was like watching and I was like, Jonah Hill. He can kind of get it.
Yeah, he's cute. He has cool fashion now.
Oh, he's cool. I've always liked him.
Channing Tatum is a little bad boy, but
he's
too much to handle.
He's too funny. It's unfair. He's like, can't be that hot.
I know, right?
Yeah.
And a breakdancer?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Come on. Like,
give us a little.
Come on.
I get why they call him Magic Mike now.
I don't know. I'm not really, I don't think Channing Tatum has it all.
All right, so now we're Googling Jonah Hill fashion. Let's see.
So this is Jonah Hill's fashion.
Oh, wait, he actually made a line of things. Jonah Hill X Samba. No way.
Look at that. Oh, he did no like a collab. The
look
middle
at
look.
That. Phoenix Suns jersey with a belt on. Wow.
One on the right looks like he is lost at a music festival.
Yes, he absolutely looks like he wandered out of Lollapalooza in Chicago. And he's like, where can I get a good sandwich?
He's wearing a Grateful Dead style shirt, pink hair, coffee in one hand. What's water. That type of water bottle, though? A hydro flask
looks
in the
like
other.
A hydro flask. The
I
big
feel
kind.
Like these are staged photos.
These
right?
Are
this is
you.
When you hire paparazzi to take photos. Like this one on the left, he's smiling looking at the camera. How is that even possible?
That's true. Yeah. He does have a nice.
I'm not faulting
dress
him for
slacks,
it.
Though.
I'm impressed, actually.
Has there been
I kind of think we should do that.
Yeah, I was going to say, has there been a paparazzi that's ever been like, hey, Ned, what's going on?
At fancy parties we go to sometimes.
Really?
Yep.
What type of fancy?
I don't know. When there's a red carpet or like a Getty photographer, you know. Sometimes, most of the time, somebody says Ned Fulmer is coming up next, and they're like, okay.
No, thank you. That's like, typically that's what cool. happens. I was like, oh, no, thank you. Oh,
no, thank you.
No, thank you. Go, okay, go, no, go. Thank you to me as a human.
It's just, no, they're basically, yes. Yeah. I had to do that when I was doing the BuzzFeed
one
red
photo,
carpets.
And they're like, okay.
People would be like, this person, like, done. Oh, no, thank you.
I don't think I've ever gotten no thank you when I'm like in a red carpet and somebody is writing my name on a whiteboard.
Right. I have had the photographers like take a single photo and be like, okay.
That's the real. Like, that's, but I didn't that's, even they're do. Saying no thank you with their actions.
They're like, okay, that's
take
good.
One photo.
Move, please.
Move, please.
Move, please.
Although when we were on the, when we did the charity benefit Vax Live and Jennifer Lopez was there.
Oh my gosh.
She arrived on the red carpet as we were finishing up. And I have never seen someone wrap up an interview faster than the people interviewing us. They're like, okay, and we're done. Could you please move? Because Jennifer J-Lo was just like, she only went on the very first
we were just blocking
station
their
and then
angle.
Left.
That's incredible.
Just like she glided in. Mm-hmm. Everyone was graced with her presence.
It was cool because only we were on the carpet at that time with her, so she definitely saw us. Mm-hmm. We all waved
she
and
said,
smiled.
Hey, J-Lo.
Hey. And now we have that.
Speaking of Jennifer Lopez, she's on one of my questions.
Okay. Oh.
There's a problem with the amount of tickets you bought, so one person can't come on the jumbo coaster and has to wait in the car.
Oh, that hurts.
who's gonna be better? Who's going to take that most gracefully? Jennifer Lopez or Avril Lavigne?
What's the
wait
question?
Wait in the car?
What's the question? What's first of all, what's the jumbo coaster?
It's the biggest roller coaster.
and why is it not a theme park? But
are we at a fair?
Did I drive through Disney in my car?
No, you went to, you were like, there's a jumbo coaster. We're going. That's the only thing at the park.
Okay.
You go for the jumbo coaster. There's a couple of teacup rides.
But you could sit and have a candy apple or something.
Yeah, they could, but the food's not that good.
You can't. So they get they storm off and I'm sitting in the car.
Well, the way it works is you can't loiter at the park. So there, if you don't have a ticket for the jumbo,
so wait, you're gonna ask which of these celebrities is fine? But couldn't they just buy themselves a ticket?
Sold out. Sold out.
That's not how jumbo coasters
how,
work.
Also, there's nothing is sold out for
nothing
celebrities.
Is sold out for roller coasters.
That's just not how it works.
But they, that's true. But I think that Avril Lavigne would be good.
I think she would. I think Avril Lavigne would be better. J-Lo. It's cool, but I feel like she's...
She would not.
She'd be
that.
Would not. Be, she'd be like, look, no, one of you got fucking
Avril's already fallen in and out of popularity so many times. She'd be like, it's fine. I'll be back.
Yeah.
J-Lo wouldn't be able to handle it.
No.
She would buy the theme park.
She'd be like, I own this now.
No one rides it.
Turn it off.
Shut it down.
Okay, so we're saying it's like holiday season, very limited entry to the park itself.
Exactly.
The main attraction in the park is the jumbo coaster.
That's right.
We got our fast passes lined up, but whoops, we forgot to get a ticket for J-Lo.
Yeah.
God, I feel bad.
I feel bad.
It's probably our one opportunity to hang with her, and we didn't even get her a ticket.
Yeah, she can't ride the jumbo coaster.
No, she's got to stay in the car.
Maybe we could transfer our hand stamp.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
That's
work? Pretty good.
You licked it and did it? I've never done that. I've never thought about that. Is that how young people get into bars?
Yeah.
Oh,
you lick a hand stamp and then put
I've never, really? My mind's being blown. I've never heard of this.
I never heard. I just assumed, but never seen it.
It's because I just had a fake ID when I was younger.
Okay, brag.
Am I allowed to say that? Is there a statute of limitations on that?
I don't think so. I also had a fake ID.
I didn't.
Did you say your name or somebody else's?
No, mine was a hand-me-down.
Oh, yeah.
Mine said...
Classic college.
Mine said Austin McMillan Conroy.
Is that a real...
And he had long, curly black hair. And one time I walked in and a bouncer said, "Oh, you rocking a bit of a haircut, huh?"
Whoa.
And I said, "Yep."
Mine said it was from South Carolina, specifically, I think, from Charleston. And a bartender one time was like, "Oh, I'm from Charleston. You ever go to..." And they started naming shit. And I was like, "No, I live actually on the outside. My dad lives in Charleston." It was very uncomfortable.
It's tough. Yeah. I've seen that happen. Mm-hmm. A friend of mine had a Louisiana fake ID, and it looked like him. It was created fake ID, but we went to a North Florida restaurant where she's like, "Oh yeah, my family's from there."
Whoa.
And he's like, "Mm-hmm.
Danger."
Uh-huh. Cool.
Big danger. Uh-huh. Well,
so you think fake IDs are like a luxury?
No, I think they are a luxury, but I also think that I feel bad that I didn't have one. I feel like I'm less cool because I didn't have
a one either.
Thanks, Miles.
It is a crime.
it's illegal.
It is a crime. Yeah. And we also, we had to get them from... They were shipped from China in a box of jewelry in the lining of the box of jewelry.
Yeah, so
like
so
there's
cool.
some shit Yikes. That you did. And then it was like a box of jewelry. It was like a box of like shitty necklaces. Mm-hmm. And they got delivered to my friend's house. And then you like open it up and you like take a dagger and you like pop the thing and they were in there.
It was very secretive.
Yeah. Wow. They were like fake.
Mine was just somebody that I guess sold his real ID to somebody else.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Who looked like him. And then that person gave it to me and I did not look like him.
Yeah.
Have you guys been arrested?
No. That seemed like a caveat. seemed like it's not true.
I've been pulled aside.
I've been, you know, cited. I've been stopped by the police on several occasions.
Uh-huh.
Have you?
Gotten fines and citations, but I've never been arrested.
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, Rainey's lying as well. So
have you ever been in handcuffs?
Oh my God.
No, I haven't.
By the police.
See, I got caught when I was in the back of my car. For boning my car when I was in high school.
Boning your car?
Wow. I was not boning my car.
It sounded like you just said boning my car.
Me and my high school girlfriend. And then all of a sudden there was a cop. And we were in the park and ride, which is like a parking lot you park in to go on the bus.
Yeah.
And so we were in the back of the car doing our business. Mm-hmm. And a cop pulled up and we didn't see. And I heard whip, whip. And they were just right there. And I got out shirtless and I said, what's up? What seems to be the problem, officer? And he's like, tell her to put her clothes on.
Was I driving too fast?
Both of you get out of here. Get out of the car so we can get your IDs. And we're like, fuck. And nothing's happening really in the town. So another cop pulls up because they're I heard on the radio, what the fuck's going on? So then more cops pull up. And at a certain point, it is five cop cars and a canine unit.
Oh my God.
And the guy from the canine unit just comes out and he goes, what's going on? They just got excited. They just got excited that shit was...
Something's happening.
And I was like, oh, we were in the back of my car. And he was like, got to find a better hiding place. And he like went back to his boys. They were just like, they might as well have had a barbecue. They were just hanging out. But
So how much was the fine?
It wasn't a fine. They were just like, we called your parents. Like, because we were both underage. So, we called your parents. Don't do this again. We could have cited you for, indecent exposure, but we're not going to.
Yeah.
On the last episode of Celebrities, They're Just Like Us Head to Head, there's a coffee lunch date with a group, but someone needs to approach the waiter and say that there's an item on the check that you didn't order.
Oh.
Julianne Moore or Amy Adams?
I think Julianne Moore.
She'd do it in a kind
She's
way.
She's going to handle it well.
Just hold it down.
Because you don't want to be rude to the, waiter.
Yeah.
It's a mistake. People make mistakes.
Yeah.
I would probably just not ask them. I'd be like,
you would just
pay
for it?
Oh, wait. What is it?
So the waiter, there's an extra item.
Oh, never mind. I thought it was the wrong thing.
Yeah.
No. That's one thing if you're like, oh, this salad isn't as good as I thought it would be.
No, right. Yeah.
No, that's...
It's just a... There's like a...
Eat your salad.
Have you ever had them just drop off the complete wrong bill before? I have gotten just the wrong bill.
Oh, really?
I was like... I'm sorry. I don't think we ordered $600 of food. I don't think Becky and I did that in the 30 minutes we were here.
Do you send more things back as someone that has some like dairy intolerances and whatnot? Like, usually if somebody makes a mistake of like, oh, it's the wrong dressing, or they put cheese on it by accident, or I'll just like eat it.
I'm eating it. Yeah, pretty much.
Typically I will, unless it's something that's like so totally wrong, or like, oh, we even like we made a point to talk about how I didn't want that thing,
and then it came.
Like, hey, could you just switch this out? I'm sorry that I have to send it back, but I can't eat it.
Yeah, generally I'll eat it.
I felt really bad about sending something back the other day.
Then I eat it.
Yeah. Where I asked for a latte with whole milk, and they heard oat milk, and then I got a latte with oat milk, and I was like.
And you're like, I'm part of the movement now. This is delicious.
I said this is a poor excuse for.
Yeah, this is not milk.
The velvety lusciousness.
You wanted it to come out of a teat.
Yeah, I wanted it to taste good.
It's not milk. It's oated water.
And then from then on, I've stopped specifying whole milk because then people just ask me, is whole milk okay? And I'll say yes. Because if I specify whole milk, they'll think that I'm saying oat milk because you have to specify. Mm-hmm. With oat milk.
Because it's really oat juice.
But
it's like horchata.
I felt bad.
Yeah.
And I told them about it. And then they made me a new drink. And I tipped them $5. So I think everybody wins.
Yeah. Generally, when I have like a conundrum where I'm like, I'm really sorry, but this is, I try to drop a little tip, especially if it's at a coffee shop or something.
He was so nice. He cleaned it from my check entirely.
That's cool.
Didn't charge me for either of them.
I tip on everything.
Yeah. Of course.
Here's $5.
Everything.
And I'll say that one of my favorite things in the world is at my regular coffee shop. When they'll sometimes be like, this is for free. Like, because you go there all the time. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's
huge.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Holy cow.
Huge, because it's just showing me that I'm a part of the community.
Don't worry about it, buddy. We got this one.
We see you every day. Here
we
you go.
Got this one, man.
The butcher shop that I go to often drops little freebies.
Oh, that's great.
But I think I spend a lot of money.
It's
because
you can see that it's expensive there.
Ariel doesn't even eat meat. So you're.
No. Well, so then chicken. I'm only buying it for parties, right? It's like hundreds of dollars.
Yeah. The last time I bought the two times I bought stuff there, one of the times like, okay, I'm going to get six steaks. I'm like, okay, it's $212. More expensive steaks than I expected to buy. But then they gave me a little like a cheese.
Yeah.
A fancy cheese for free. I was like, that's cool. Oh, no, they gave me bone marrow butter for free.
Oh,
they said, you know what would make these steaks even better is this. Take this. And it did. It made them way rich. It was good, though.
That sounds amazing.
It was really good.
Bone marrow.
I want to try cooking with bone marrow butter.
It was to top the steaks with it at the very end. You know, just get that extra really dense richness
to it. Yum. Well, we're going to keep talking about the things that we like to cook at home and our favorite foods and awkward interactions on the tripod afterpod.
The afterpod. Only on patreon.com/trigon.
Yeah, join our community, support the show, become a Triceratops today, and get access to one extra episode each week. The afterpod.
Also, you're still shopping for holiday stuff. We got lots of great merch on tryguys.com. Check it out. Also, you know, cookbook could be a great choice for a present for your parents or your in-laws.
Cookbook.com.
Hot sauces, great choices for your dad, and tea is a great choice for your mom and your aunt.
Chickensauce.com.
Yeah, so get yourself some of our stuff. Make your holidays all the more merry.
Yeah.
But
get a little bit of ourselves in your kitchen.
Like, you can look at all of our faces now.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Miles, not Eugene's, but
are you going to have products? Are you going to have, what would you make?
Yeah, what would you make, Miles?
Like spices?
A line of spice.
Just a competitor to Chamberlain Coffee.
That would be fucking baller.
Yeah.
Bonsignor's beans.
Oh, wow. Beansignor. Miles Beansignor.
Beansignor.
Yeah. Sarah's actually always, because she changed her name, but whenever I say Bonsignor instead of Bonsignore, she's like, it's Bonsignore. Because she's like, I don't want to be Sarah Bonsignor. I want to be Sarah Bonsignore. And I told you that.
Well, she also now has an A, B, C, or D last name, which was my dream.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Top of the list.
Wait.
Top of the
list. Why?
Because then in elementary school, you are number one.
That's
right. T is like fucking the last in line.
Yeah. You're down there with
you're with Torrance.
Travis.
Yeah.
Bonsignore's bean bath bombs.
Bonbon
bean. Uh-huh.
Caffeinated bath bombs.
That's not a bad idea. You know, some skin products have caffeine in them and coffee grounds, which is interesting.
It's energize your skin.
Coffee grounds and wax in a bath bomb. A horrible time.
Hey, but the coffee grounds will exfoliate.
That's true.
Wash yourself up.
You smell like coffee.
Wax will shine you.
smell like coffee breath.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe you need better advice than that.
Yeah.
And for that, we have a guy with advice. His name is Miles. It goes for Miles. Advice that'll go for Miles with Miles Bonsignore.
It's advice that'll go for Miles. Tune into your radio station. It's advice that'll go for Miles. Everyone get ready. Miles Nation.
Let's keep it ripping, baby.
Miles Nation, go.
Well, I can hear it. But,
it's advice that'll go 4 miles.
You know what this song really reminds me of?
Advice that'll go 4 miles.
Sell out with me. Oh, yeah. Sell out with me tonight. Record company's gonna give me lots of money and everything's gonna feel all right.
I want you to commit a crime.
Okay, all right.
I want you to go out into the streets and abandon all the rules you thought that your parents wanted you to have.
Okay.
I'm telling you that if you want a sweet little juice, that money is bullshit for that.
Steal your neighbor's lemons.
That's right, Key. Ding, ding, ding.
Really?
Steal your neighbor's lemons.
Whoa.
I did it. I am telling you, this is Cali advice, or at the very least, tropical advice, probably Florida too.
Yeah.
But there is no fucking reason to buy lemons in California.
Not right now. Lemons are hot right
lemons
now.
Lemons are hot. And if you walk around any neighborhood, really in Los Angeles for the most part, you're going to find lemons and grapefruits and oranges. So, oranjas, and you're going to be able to just pluck your fancy. And so I want you to get lemons, and I want you to get them locally.
And I want you all to know, if your neighbor's lemon tree hangs into your yard,
yeah,
those are your lemons.
That's right.
By law.
By law.
By law.
It's true. The fence is a just goes
it goes up
upwards.
In the air.
Really?
Yeah.
So
it's not even
like
it's not even committing
feet.
A crime.
That's huge.
In fact, their lemons are trespassing on your property.
Yeah. Exactly. But yeah, if you there's like so many lemon trees that are literally just over the sidewalk too. Mm. So I get, those are the people's lemons.
Yeah, those are the people's lemons.
And
public
they're
property lemons.
Really nice lemons usually.
Yeah. But you don't want lemons that are falling on the ground.
I've never seen public property lemons.
I'll tell you, if you're in Silver Lake, Echo Park,
on
Los Feliz,
sidewalk.
Yeah.
Hanging. There's public property avocados on my street, but
that's
I don't
amazing.
Trust avocados.
Grapefruits
on the street.
Too.
You don't trust street avocados.
Avocados are not always delicious, even in the grocery store. Mm-hmm. So I imagine that the one that isn't being cultivated by a farmer that's just at the end of my block isn't going to taste good.
Probably you know, you'd think that about most things, but I've actually found that any home garden type stuff we do, it turns out pretty well.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like I think it's the idea.
But those
of-
are seeds that are typically meant to be. There. I feel like sometimes the trees, the fruit trees don't have as good of a quality fruit. Like,
but
have you ever had
like
a pear from your friend's pear tree? It's awful.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Growing up, we had a lemon tree and the lemons were like really big and not that sour and not very useful.
That was oranges.
The size of, you're right.
They were shoot. Orange. Oh,
they were all like almost red
well,
color,
well,
yellow.
Darn, I gotta call my mom. But we got like one here and planted it specifically to grow us. And the lemons are great.
Yeah. That's cool.
So, okay, so here's my, I got some lemons real quick. Just talk about my lemons. I have this one lemon tree, and the lemons are done when they're only half yellow. If you wait till they're fully yellow, they're garbage. I don't know why. Yeah. They get all dried out in the middle. But some of these lemons are the size of grapefruits, and they're out of control. And I all year long, I don't have lemons coming out of this tree. And then right now, November, all the lemons are here. I ain't got shit to cook with lemons now. What am I supposed to do? Like, I got I could probably bring in the office.
£200
of lemons.
You should. I would take a lemon,
and I'll get. I should. I'm gonna pluck some lemons and bring them in because I got
a hashtag,
too many lemons.
And then people will cook with your lemons. Hashtag Keith's lemons.
Hashtag Keith's lemons. Lemon giveaway.
I would do like a
Keith's
scampi.
Lemon sauce.
Keith's lemon sauce. No,
it's
but I would do like a scampi
like
or a piccata. You know, something that's like really lemon buttery.
Yeah,
I guess but still very comforting.
Mix some fish.
Fish with lemons is really nice.
Lemon juice is good on fish.
Aglio olio.
Whoa.
Aglio olio is a pasta with parsley, lemons, butter.
I'm probably going to make a bunch of, I don't know, we'll probably have a lot of cocktails. I know that right now that...
Or get your dessert on.
Yeah.
Make a lemon curd.
Tart.
Oh, lemon tart would be good.
Lemon tart.
Make a lemon tart.
Maybe I'll make a lemon hot sauce.
That sounds good.
Lemon
for
pepper?
Fish, like meant to be like a seafood hot sauce. It's like very citrusy.
That's innovation that excites.
That could be really good.
I don't know. Really as well said, Rainey.
It doesn't seem like the one that's going to sell the best.
Lemons are really good for you.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that true?
Super healthy.
They're really good for you.
Yeah. What is good about them? Because I sucked lemons as a kid. Sliced into slices and sucked them.
Look at you now. Are you healthy?
I still do. I don't think so. But I still suck lemons. I still love it.
Lemon water. When do you suck lemons?
I'm slicing lemons in my house and I'm sucking them. I think that like I'm eating them. I'm eating them like right. They're like an orange.
I'm sucking them.
I'll slice them and I'll kind of like and I'll put them in my like an orange. But I just find that they're delicious. Meyer lemons specifically. Are the goat lemon because they're like a little sweeter. They're not just sour, but all, yeah.
But almost just sweet.
I love almost. Them. Oh, it was so good.
Yeah, one of my lemon trees is a Meyer lemon tree and it under delivers the lemons.
Yeah, you get to
it only gives me like 10 or 15
but
lemons.
Then it smells good like lemons and it doesn't get heavy and you don't have extra lemons.
Oh, you want to know a trick to do with your lemons that you've already squeezed out? If you have a garbage disposal, put them down the garbage disposal. Yeah. It'll freshen up your whole sink.
That's although eventually you're going to have to pull that motherfucker out of there and it's going to be a gross ass lemon chunk that's been beat to death. And then you're like, oh.
No, it'll devour.
No, not mine.
Not Yoel.
Mine just stirs it around in a circle until it's a gross lemon.
Yeah.
Your disposals are crazy.
Are you guys on Clean Talk?
A little bit. Yeah, I love it.
Becky's on Clean
Talk. Because
there's
a bunch of stuff you can do with used lemons. Yeah. Pink pans.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Lemons and salt.
And vinegar.
You can even use it as deodorant.
I do love Gen Z finding out really, really, really old things and thinking it's innovative. You know vinegar can clean? Like,
You're like, yeah.
Baking soda too?
That, that's right.
That's dang right.
We just discovered it too. Right?
Lye in soap. Gen Z is mining cliffs for lye. You were saying it can be used as deodorant? That would be so sticky.
I don't do it, but there's like BuzzFeed articles back in the day. Back in the day, some of my old coworkers made weird things you can do with your body.
Uh-huh. Did you ever just make stuff up for BuzzFeed and just had nothing, back lemons? Videos. No, I didn't.
No, but I did get in trouble for plagiarizing one time.
Because you took a flat fact from someone else?
Well, I just, basically what we would do is you would take articles on BuzzFeed and then just turn them into videos.
Yeah.
And my boss sent me an article from like another website. And so I just turned it into a video. And then it came out something on a higher level. Somebody was like, hey, one of your producers stole this article of ours. And it was all a whole big thing. And I was like, my boss just sent it to me. I just made it.
Yeah.
I was just doing my job, man.
Yeah.
And my boss was in a sticky situation.
Sticky sitch. Yeah.
But it sort of felt like it was my fault somehow.
Somehow it was.
You were lower on the tier. You know. Anyway, it's the end of the show. Thanks so much for coming. That's the end of the show. And get your merch for holiday season. Thanks to Rainey for being here. Love to have you.
Oh, thanks for having
Gen Z correspondent.
Out in the field.
Unexpected delight.
Live.
Boots on the ground.
Boots on the ground.
We did not do Boots on the Ground today, but maybe next week.
Yeah,
maybe
next week.
Do people like Boots on the Ground?
They did.
Okay.
Yeah. We get some TikToks coming out from Boots on the Ground.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
Keith, hit us with the official tripod theme song.
Hey, if you're feeling good, why don't you tell your friend how you're doing and could you be a better friend? Well, maybe you should. It's a tripod.
Until next time, stay beautiful.